Welcome to Tech Talks 2013. My name is Ryan Tarek. I am the business evangelist with Microsoft New Zealand around Windows apps. And I'm here with Vaughan Knight, who's here at New Zealand Tech Ed 2013, running a couple of sessions across developing apps for phone. So Vaughan, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Brilliant. So thanks for being here for Tech Ed for this week. I know you've been at Gold Coast last week as well.
Yeah.
So do you want us to give us a bit of a sort of a highlights on what you're going to be covering in your session?
Yeah, I have two sessions. I'm going to be talking about an imaging session, a camera session called Lights, Camera, Lenses. That's today. And then I'm going to be doing a game development session on Friday called Game On Cross-Platformer.
Nice. So we've been actually doing a lot of work around gaming. We've been running events and there's all this big hype around games, and games tend to be the ones that get downloaded the most. What's your sort of take on, you know, running these events on games, and how you getting, what sort of feedback are you getting from attendees?
So everyone's pretty excited. Being able to build apps so quickly for Windows Phone and Windows 8 means that it's driving a lot of momentum. Games are an exciting space to be in, so people are quite interested in how they can get into it.
Yeah.
With my sessions, I know the box that you tick to say, how relevant is this to your job? It's usually low, but people are quite interested and quite excited. So a few things are driving that. I think Unity coming to Windows Phone and Windows 8 is driving a lot of the momentum towards getting on the platform, Unity being the game development environment. And so people are seeing that there's a lower barrier of entry to get onto Windows Phone and Windows 8, but also that if they're building on other platforms, they can come across quite easily.
Nice. So I know it's people we deal with come in, you know, doing the sort of gaming stuff in their own spare time. But, you know, we've heard this whole thing around gamification and building games potentially for projects that are, you know, in-house enterprise apps, making it more fun to work with potential apps. Are you seeing any of that happening in Australia?
We're seeing a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And we're actually doing it ourselves at the moment. So we just recently brought to Australia Develop. And Develop is a way of us sort of creating gamification around people developing apps. So people can develop apps for Windows Phone, they earn points, and they can redeem those points for prizes.
Right.
It's something that we're really keen on bringing into New Zealand.
Yep. Cool. Okay, so I guess with all the stuff that we're doing around, you know, building apps, working with delegates, working with attendees to build apps for Windows Phone, Windows 8, what sort of other resources do you provide from Nokia's point of view around supporting devs?
There's developer.nokia.com, so that's a really good resource for everything. And there's the develop community, the DVLUP community, is also a very strong place for people to go to.
And that's a Nokia
yes,
community?
Yes, so it's a Nokia community, and all those developers, they're very active working on projects, and they're trying to collaborate and come up with great ideas. So
okay.
It's quite good.
Cool. So I guess, you know, from your point of view, you guys are obviously doing a lot of great work in pushing devices and working with developers to build apps. What is sort of the biggest issue you face with developers in terms of how to get their apps or get them building apps on devices, on Windows phones?
I think that primarily it's getting them on the platform. So making sure they actually deploy their apps to store. It's that last mile problem where people build an app and they don't think it's going to be successful, so they don't put it in the store.
Yep.
And then we have developers who've been developing for 4 months, like they've just started a degree. And 4 months into the degree, they put an app on the store, and one of those apps has like 650,000 downloads.
Right.
So it's about just getting onto the store.
Yeah.
And the way that I generally do that is say, build an app that you would use, because you will build a better app if it's something that you know about.
Cool, okay. That's brilliant. I guess, so, you know, we've got your sessions again this week from, you're doing the same sort of sessions that you did at Gold Coast.
Yep.
What was sort of the feedback? What are sort of the big takeaways from your sessions that
so,
you've already?
With the game session, I'm going to go through showing code that shaders for pixels through to putting content into Azure. And then the other thing that we're going to be doing in the imaging session is focusing on just creating the camera. And I'm going to touch on the Nokia Imaging SDK and show people how they can create filters and get that lomography hipster effect on their photos. But really focus on creating that camera and show how easy it is. And the game session, how easy it is to get content from Unity down all the way into Azure.
Nice. And do you see a lot of crossover with the stuff you're doing for Windows Phone with Windows 8?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of people develop for both platforms now. Before, people were developing for one or the other. You're a phone guy or a Windows 8 guy.
Right.
Now people are coming along and they're developing for both, which shows how the ecosystems and the tools and the platform are really that convergence between them, which is a great story. We're seeing projects for corporates with only 10% extra effort to get onto the other platform. And these aren't simple apps, so it's a really good story.
Cool. Okay, that's brilliant. Well, thanks for your time, Vaughan, and hopefully you have some good sessions here in New Zealand.
Thanks.
And thanks, guys, for listening to Tech Talks.